New York has been split up into 10 regions to coordinate reopening strategies. As of Thursday, 4 regions have met all 7 metrics as outlined by Governor Andrew Cuomo to begin phase 1 of reopening on Friday. The North Country, Mohawk Valley, Southern Tier, and Finger Lakes regions have met all requirements. The Capital Region had a setback Wednesday, with its current COVID-19 hospitalization rates not allowing for reopening. As of now, the region has only met 5 of the 7 metrics outlined by Governor Cuomo. While many who live there commute to Albany, Warren and Washington counties in the northern part of the Capital Region have much in common with the North Country, and some officials want the state to take another look. Assemblyman Dan Steck of Queensbury, a Republican, signed on to a letter to Governor Cuomo that seeks to accommodate the more rural northern counties.
You know, we're all working together, but I think the gist of our letter was that certainly Warren and Washington County's numbers merit a more favorable look. They're much more in line with what we're seeing in the North Country.
The officials spoke on a conference call organized by the Adirondack Regional Chamber of Commerce Wednesday. State Senator Betty Little, whose 45th district stretches from Washington County to the Canadian border, said she'd like to see modifications made for what businesses can and cannot remain open. She gave an example of retail, where smaller stores are suffering, but larger stores deemed essential can remain open.
You can go into Walmart and you can buy clothing and everything else, but our small business clothing stores, like the ones that are in downtown Glens Falls, they're not able to open.
Little, a Republican, said changes can be made to ways businesses and services operate to accommodate customers safely.
Everything can be achieved. I mean, we can even get started with appointment only, or, you know, for the libraries, allow so many people in per hour and they select an hour that they're coming for. We've got to get started on it, and we have to do it carefully.
Democratic State Assemblywoman Kerry Warner of Round Lake, who represents portions of Saratoga and Washington counties, said in the meantime, businesses can start developing uniform operating procedures, particularly in a local downtown area.
Consistency matters. So get together as a group and come up with a set of standard operating protocols that everybody's going to follow.
Warner also predicts that businesses that develop and share best practices in accordance with state guidelines can reduce the likelihood of facing legal issues, as the future of how the coronavirus will spread remains unknown.
And so by establishing a plan, executing against a plan that's all based on industry best practices the state has advised, they A, think that that will limit the transmission of the virus, and as well, I think, provide some foundation for defense against any liability lawsuits.
For his part, Governor Cuomo said on WAMC Thursday that regional leaders must monitor metrics meant to slow the spread of the coronavirus. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.